This sweep, quoting Popper again, this extreme radicalism of the Platonic approach and of the Marxian as well, is, I believe, connected with its aestheticism, i.e., with the desire to build a world which is not only a little better and more rational than ours, but which is free from all its ugliness. Not a crazy quilt, an old garment, badly patched, but an entirely new gown, a really beautiful new world. This aestheticism is a very understandable attitude. In fact, I believe most of us suffer a little from such dreams of perfection, but this aesthetic enthusiasm becomes valuable only if it is bridled by reason, by a feeling of responsibility, and by a humanitarian urge to help. Otherwise, it is a dangerous enthusiasm, liable to develop into a form of neurosis or hysteria. And my interjection, while this anticipates Alice Miller in its suggestion that this longing for perfection has its roots in the class system itself, i.e., that the virus is endemic in the non-culture, culture's absence, power having effected a substitution, a non-culture common to us all born under class. Without Alice's explanation, we lack the tools that we need to get our wholeness back. Continuing, nowhere do we find, was anyone else struck that, whoever, was it Tim Burton who wrote that first Batman? And because we talked at an earlier show about using language similar to Popper's here unpacking Plato, this notion of the art of wholesale slaughter of your brothers and sisters is right there in Plato, you know? And I don't think it's by accident that whoever wrote that first Batman wrote it that way. I think it was very conscious and intentional. Hope you didn't get targeted because of it. Continuing, nowhere do we find this aestheticism more strongly expressed than in Plato. Plato was an artist, and like many of the best, the drones are gotten real noisy these days. They are worried, I think, about Popper's completely straightforward, honest, reasonable, truthful, cogent, clear, obviously on the money analysis of Plato, getting to these children that they have totally duped and brainwashed. I mean, serious biz. I have to remind myself that these children were completely fed Plato as if he were the greatest humanitarian of history. Thank you, Karl Popper. I mean, another ancestor I have to thank every single day. Key, absolutely key, with Alice Miller and a bunch of other folk for us seeing what's going on. And we have to see what's going on to stop it. So Plato was an artist. And like many of the best artists, he tried to visualize a model, the divine original of his work, and to copy it faithfully. What Plato describes as dialectics is, in the main, the intellectual intuition of the world of pure beauty. His trained philosophers are men who have seen the truth of what is beautiful and just and good, and can bring it down from heaven to earth. Politics, to Plato, is the royal art. It is an art, not in a metaphorical sense in which we may speak about the art of handling men or the art of getting things done, but in a more literal sense of the word. It is an art of composition, like music, painting, or architecture. The Platonic politician composes cities for beauty's sake. But here I must protest, and this is Popper speaking, I don't believe that human lives may be made the means for satisfying an artist's desire for self-expression. was probably an airplane, huh? Probably. They've been using these airplanes to make a lot of noise. I mean, there is a lot of fear, I think, of folks starting to watch the skies a lot more because there's been so much drone traffic in the Bay Area that they don't want us to be able to distinguish when we are being surveilled versus when it's just some sort of commercial enterprise going on. But my friend Bob told me, at night, if you see these things at night, they are drones, small planes, don't fly at night. Continuing, I do not believe, says Popper, that human lives may be made the means for satisfying an artist's desire for self-expression. We must demand rather that every man should be given, if he wishes, the right to model his life himself. Hello? It's the little things, right? When I go every day, I also have to thank Authentic Life at Lakeside Park for just being what it is. That's such basic goodness. It should have to move us so, you know? Just being what you are is such a rare thing these days. So I thank them. Thank you for being nothing but what you are. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Okay. We should be given the right to model our own lives, says Karl Popper, as far as this does not interfere too much with others. Much as I may sympathize with the aesthetic impulse, I suggest that the artist might seek expression in another material. Politics, I demand, must uphold equalitarian and individualistic principles. Dreams of beauty have to submit to the necessity of helping men in distress and men who suffer injustice, and to the necessity of constructing institutions to serve such purposes. He and Proudhon are both so righteous, so clear, so beautiful. Continuing, it is interesting to observe the close relationship between Plato's utter radicalism, the demand for sweeping measures, and his aestheticism. The following pages are most characteristic. Plato, speaking about the philosopher who has, and this is a quote from Plato, the philosopher who has communion with the divine, unquote, mentions first that he will be, quote, overwhelmed by the urge. And I comment, Plato is here describing a compulsion. I doubt he pondered much its origins. Continuing with Plato, he suspects that we will be overwhelmed, the philosopher will be overwhelmed by the urge to realize his heavenly vision in individuals as well as in the city, unquote. A city which will, quote, never know happiness unless its draughtsmen are artists who have the divine in their model, unquote. Asked about the details of their draughtsmanship, Plato's Socrates, which is his propagandistic invention, gives the following striking reply, quote, they will take as, and this is Plato speaking with his Socrates puppet on his hand, they will take as their canvas a city and the characters of men, and they will, first of all, make their canvas clean, by no means an easy matter, but this is just the point, you know, where they will differ from all others. They will not start work on a city, nor on an individual, nor will they draw up laws unless they are given a clean canvas, or have cleaned it themselves, unquote, from Plato's Republic 500D to 50A, excuse me, 501A. The kind of thing, continuing with Karl Popper, the kind of thing Plato has in mind when he speaks of canvas cleaning is explained a little later. Quote, all citizens above the age of 10, the Socrates puppet answers, must be expelled from the city and deported somewhere into the country. And the children who are now free from the influence of the manners and habits of their parents must be taken over. They must be educated in the ways of true philosophy and according to the laws which we have described, unquote. And Popper comments, the philosophers are not, of course, among the citizens to be expelled. They remain as educators, and so do, presumably, those non-citizens who must keep them going. In the same spirit, Plato says in The Statesman of the royal rulers who rule in accordance with the royal science of statesmanship, quote, whether they happen to rule by law or without law, over willing or unwilling subjects, and whether they purge the state for its good by killing or by deporting or banishing some of its citizens, so long as they proceed according to science and justice and preserve, and I comment, of course, by Proudhon's definitions and those of all relatively psychically undamaged humans, what he is describing is the opposite of justice. And Popper, were reason and love for your brothers and sisters to bridle this obsession with perfection, it would never have existed in the first place. Alice Miller is like the antidote to Plato, who, give him his due, almost knew the psychology of abuse as well as she, but from the opposite sensibility.